This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Anthony Grajeda.
And we are inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. With us, Kevin Kender and Mark Landon Smith, two members of Fun Bags. Welcome back.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having
Fun
us.
Fun Bags Comedy Improv.
Yes,
Yay.
I didn't say the whole title.
That's all right. That's all right.
A comedy improv company, troupe?
We are a professional comedy improv troupe. And we've got about 10 members. And we come from all of experience levels in improv. And if anyone has ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway, that's the kind of stuff we do. We do what's called short form improv, which is a series of games. We get suggestions from the audience participation. So even if you see the show several times, the show's different each time because the information's different.
And we really have a lot of repeat attendees. They come back because they know that, you know, maybe they didn't get on stage last time, but we might grab somebody and sing a song about them. And there's that element of just mystery. You never know what we're going to come up with.
And they're called Fun Bag Fans.
Ah.
Yeah. See, we spell
PHs?
Fun Bags with a PH.
Right.
Yeah, it's Fun Bag Fans.
Mark, you, of course, are a playwright. You're used to being on stage, mm-hmm. and you've told me before how improv helps you and helps develop characters, whether you're writing them or inhabiting them on stage.
It helps you because as an actor, like when I've done shows for months and months and months at a time, you're doing 8 shows a week, you just kind of get bored after a while, right? So with improv, it kind of takes you back to the basics where you really have to listen to your partner because you have no idea what's going to be said. Like with a book play, you've been doing it for so many months and you know the script and everything's written there, down there for you.
So you're kind of doing it by rote?
Sometimes, yes. Yes, okay. I have been on stage singing and dancing after doing a show for 8 months and just in my mind, I'm making out a grocery list. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow. You know, yada. So this takes you back to the real basics of it, of acting.
Well, then I'm curious, Kevin, because you're a journalist, a newspaper reporter.
Right.
Has improv, do you think, helped you?
Well, it certainly has. And there, again, with that element of mystery, you really have to be in tune. And as Mark says, you're picking up cues. You have to understand what your partner is doing. You have to be really cognizant of that experience. And so, you know, as I interview people, you know, those kind of listening skills and the really attentiveness, you just pick up and run with that. And it's also very freeing. We have to give ourselves permission to go with it. And as someone who can be uptight sometimes, that's a really nice feeling.
Now, do you guys ever worry that you're not going to come up with something? And maybe not that you're not going to come up with something, but you come up with something and you're worried that it's not funny enough, so maybe you don't share with the audience?
Well, here's the thing about improv and about comedy in general, is that one of the rules of improv is don't try to be funny. Because once you try to be funny, mm-hmm. then you are pushing your own agenda. You're not listening to your partner. You're not accepting what's being given to you. The only requirement for improv is to listen and to be honest and just let it evolve.
And I think what happens a lot of times, you don't ever, as Mark says, you don't try to deliver that funny line. What you do is you speak honestly in the situation, knowing that your stage partner may pick up on one word that you say and be able to take that, twist it, and make something really hysterical out of it.
Your situation or your item or your whatever for your game comes from the audience.
Exactly. So it changes every time.
Right.
The landscape changes every time.
And I've been to a couple of the shows and I've seen certain things appear repeatedly.
Uh-huh.
And what's the most interesting situation or item or something that you've been given? Because
well,
I know
you
there's different games.
We play a game called Complaint Department, where
mm-hmm.
we have a person who's a customer service person, and then another person comes in to return an item. The person coming in has no idea what they're returning. So they have to guess the item based upon clues that are being given from the customer service. And the audience gives us the item that we're returning. And we have found out that the more mundane the item is, the funnier it is.
One of my favorites from that game was a light-up Christmas ornament reindeer. And again, as Mark said, something just really mundane. But the interaction we were able to gain from that object just really made that one a funny bit.
And there are rules that you can't deny your partner, that you have to accept each gift that's given to you. You always have to say yes and add to. And we play a game called Questions where you have to do the entire improv in the form of questions. But in other improvs, if we ask questions, it stops the improv cold. So it can be interesting to remember all the rules and regulations.
And I think one of the reasons that we do make it look really easy is because we work really hard at it. We're rehearsing every week. We have been performing for a couple of years now. We've built up that base of knowledge and also interactions between characters. We have an idea what to expect between the other actors in the group. And And we're really, this isn't, you know, a Saturday hobby. We're really putting effort into this and in rehearsing. And so that helps us come across a little bit more smoothly.
And our audience have just exploded over the past 6 months.
Figuratively.
Exactly. Okay. You know, standing room only now, which is wonderful.
Somebody did explode from all the laughter once. It was,
exactly.
But we're
it
lucky to have
messy.
We're really lucky to have a really great cleaning staff.
We have a shop back.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we have a great time doing it, and it's a tremendous amount of fun.
Saturday night,
October 8th at the UARC Bowl. Doors open at 7:15. $5 is all it costs. It's the cheapest date in town. And
I make a personal guarantee. I've told this to a couple of my friends who have been reluctant. I say I will refund your $5. If you don't laugh, and
that's his policy, not our policy.
Right. I say this to my friends. This probably isn't an open invitation, but I've never lost money on this.
Mark Lyon-Smith, Kevin Kinder, thank you.
Thank you.